Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Naked Departure Talk Show. This show is live and interactive, and we invite the audience to join the discussion. You can call into the studio by clicking on the Skype button which appears on the show page, or by calling us on 1-914-205-5805. Alternatively, you can post your questions or comments in the chat room, which also appears on the show page. Thank you for tuning in. The management of Naked Departure Talk Show does not represent, endorse, or validate any views, opinions, products, or services promoted on this show.
Hi, good morning. This is Sherry Veronica, and we are supposed to be live with Charlie Spice, and we are having audio problems. He is not hearing me. It's what a bummer, because I even rebooted my computer before I got online. So hopefully everything is good on Blog Talk and it's being heard and recorded. But Charlie was not hearing me, and I had a lot to talk to him about today. Call him again. So this is really a bummer, because there's a lot happening.
Hello.
Hi, can you hear me?
Hello.
Hi, can you hear me, Charlie? Okay, he cannot hear me. Oh, boy. Let me see if he can hear me. Let's see if he can hear me on Blog Talk. It's really our fault, excuse me, because we should get on the radio maybe 10 minutes before we're ready to go on air. I have a real problem with this, but I will continue because I had a lot to talk about, and it's regarding everything that's happening in the world, and we are seeing it now with young women in Barbados. They are coming out. They are speaking about abuse, rape, misogyny, the fact that even people with young children would say that they would be with their children walking in the downtown area, Bridgetown, and men would be looking and glaring and making cat noises at a 10-year-old. Things are beginning to, we are beginning to see a movement, and it's women who were abused for so long, for at such an early age that they saw nothing wrong with it. They identified with their abuser. So this is what we're seeing coming out of Barbados, and it's a good thing. Now, can I say that Naked Departure may have had a role in this? We don't know. Sometimes everything, it takes a lot of ingredients to go into the pot for it to have a particular meal. So no one person or no one site or no one idea is the thing. It's a combination of a lot of things, and I'm glad that Naked Departure was part of that combination of things. And like I said, I wish I had Charlie on to give his two cents, but he's not on, and I hope that I am being recorded, I'm being heard. I don't know, and I'm going to keep this short. I may reschedule it for maybe another hour or so, because it doesn't make sense talking and not being heard. But yes, that's what I wanted to talk about today. If you live in Barbados and you are actively on Facebook this week, or maybe it was last week, because this week just started, there was a young lady who live blogged her abuse, and she said it was her father. She said it happened when she remembered, her first memory was at 4 years old, and then the father's brothers and cousins and people in the neighborhood, and she called it like group sets and trained like one after the next. She was abused. And what happens is, when you are abused, is people make fun of you after you've been abused. You go through such trauma, and then as a result of that trauma, you think, well, the only thing I'm good for is being a prostitute, or the only thing I'm good for is being a maid and cleaning up after people. Your self-esteem is so downtrodden that you don't think that you're much of anything. And then when you behave in that fashion after you have been abused, there's a further abuse because barbarians will laugh at you. And people in the world laugh at people when they're going through their own suffering. And it's all, yeah, we hear about people kicking you when you're down or people stepping on your neck when you're down. This happens a lot in the islands, and we are glad, I am glad to see young, in their early 30s, young Barbadian women speaking out. And a thing about speaking out, and when you're angry, it's laced with profanity, and you almost have to overlook that. I know I have to overlook that, and I will overlook that. I understand it completely. I understand it completely, 100%. That when you are abused and when you go through these types of trauma, you cannot speak of it and hear people crying you down and telling you you are worthless and you are a whore and not have a four-letter bomb to throw back at that person. Hello, can you hear me? You're in the studio.
Yes, I can hear you, Sherry.
Oh, hi. Yeah, we were supposed to be on with Charlie today, but I don't know what happened. I have a real inexpensive, I think it could be my computer, but I rebooted before I got on, but I don't know what happened. But we are talking, I don't know if you have heard or seen videos coming out of Barbados where women are talking about their abuse, and I was talking about the one where the girl said her father at 4 years old offered her a bottle of milk, but it did not come from a bottle and it was not really milk. And she is taking back her power because what she noticed, and it took her over 30 years to notice it, that abuse silences you. And I always wonder about myself because I have the biggest mouth this side of the earth. If something happens to me, I feel as though I have to. If it's important, if it's something that I feel that should not have happened, if I feel I've been bullied or if I were ever raped and had the memory of it, believe you me, I am writing about it. I am talking about it. Whoever did it to me, their name would be called or the names would have been called. I cannot go to my grave and keep something like that and not warn people. And I liken it to the fact that I have other ways about me that are similar. Like, if I have money, you could not be around me and be hungry. It just could not happen. You know, I could not have money in the bank and have someone suffer around me. Or if I were a pioneer, if there is something called reincarnation, I always talk about that, I have a feeling that I would have planted trees, or I would have been the person who made that track, or that particular road to show people, well, this is the best place to go, and don't go that way because it's dry and this part of the road has water. I always have that feeling that I should help people and that you should warn people. So no one could have raped me and have me identify with them because my mouth and my personality and that spirit that is within me is too big. It's just too big to contain, for you to trap me into that kind of secrecy. Do you have anything to say, Paula?
Yes, I do, Sherry, because I'm of the same mindset as you are. What I have noticed, well, I've left Barbados. I've lived in the U.S. more of my life than I've ever lived in Barbados. I left Barbados, you know, at the beginning of my 20s. And I've been in the U.S. over 41 years. However, what I noticed growing up in Barbados is that there was a lot of, you know, hush hush, sweeping stuff under the carpet. People will know, Barbadians would know, that a child in a family is being abused and no one would step up to the plate and say, look, this is not correct and it needs to be stopped. None of the males, not one of the males that were living in those households had the backbone to step up to the next male that was committing these crimes against these innocent children and do anything about it. Also, you know, we can sit back and point fingers at the government, but we as a people have to take responsibility. How is it that a mother is in a home with a child, especially a girl child, right? And she does mm-hmm. not know what is going on with her children, regardless to if it's male or female, because believe me, males do get abused by both females and males in Barbados. And it has been kept quiet, very quietly. I have an aunt who is in her 80s that lives in Florida. And I remember, you know, like when we'd sit around, she would speak to us about older gentlemen who lived in the neighborhood who was molesting the little kids. And, you know, my family would tell her, well, which my grandmother would tell her, you know, stay away from him. But she knew of friends that was being abused and their parents knew and they didn't say anything, would just say, well, stay away from him. Stay away from him, my ass. He needed to be taught the lesson of his life. String the son of a bitch up and beat the living shit out of him. Let him, you know, let them make him an example, because people need to be, you know, make examples of so that the next person will be deterred from doing it. I am sick and tired of this hush-hush, you know, I'm putting this bullshit under the carpet. You know, you have to take the bull by the horn. I, for one, know that, like you, I could never have been abused and kept it quiet. One, my mother had always taught us there are no secrets, right? And people always with these little, you know, with these little young kids, and they groom them. They groom them candy. They groom them with everything. Oh, don't tell. It's a secret.
Word to the wise. I don't believe a secret.
There's no secret. There are no secrets in this world. You know it, and I know it. Then it's not a secret. A secret is something that no one else knows. And
exactly.
Once people start putting that in their minds and start instilling it in their kids from a very, very early age, my mother mm-hmm. instilled that in us. There are no secrets. As a mm-hmm. matter of fact, what she used to say to us, listen, I don't care if it's your father, I don't care if it's my brother, I don't care if it's my father, she says, and I don't care if it's your aunt, your grandma, she says, if they tell you not to tell me, she says, I don't care what it is. I do not care what it is. She says, if they tell you, don't tell me, they're going to kill me. She says, don't believe that shit, because while they were sleeping, I was thinking about what I'm going to do to their ass. So nobody's going to kill me and nobody's going to kill you because I'm going to kill them first. And when you start instilling these values in your kids, they will not be taken advantage of. I do not understand also this crap with most females of bringing these random useless men into their house, especially when the father of that young child has gone on or has abandoned it. And they're so quick to bring the next man in and have their kids calling this person, daddy, fuck that shit. Your kids come first.
Exactly.
They did not ask to be here. I feel that young lady's pain. I saw the video. But not only that, after that, she was groomed so much that she was in a syndrome where she went into the church looking for help and was then abused by these so-called sky pirates.
Yep, she got abused there too.
And then to have this so-called thinking low-life, depraved family telling her to shut up.
Shut up.
They need
you see,
to
that's
be
why I asked you.
Site.
I know I've talked to you online before where we talk about these particular issues because this is your forte. But I've always asked you, I've always wondered if people in slavery had that hush-hush type mentality when they were taking people or ancestors from Africa in the slave boats. Was it hush-hush, oh, don't tell anyone what happened? And was it hush-hush when the white man was coming in and raping our ancestor or female ancestors or bullying our men? Was it, oh, where's this hush-hush? Why were you hush-hush on something that's so terrible and that affects your life going forward, affects the life of your children, it affects history and the writing of the history of things. It affects everything. So when I hear about this hush-hush, I don't understand that at all. I don't understand. I do not, for the life of me, understand hush-hush. So if there's all this hush-hush, what the history books, are we supposed to believe what's in the history books? Or is that hush-hush too?
Are we supposed to believe what is in the Bible?
Yeah, everything's hush-hush. Oh, you can't talk about this. Hush-hush. Don't talk about that. Hush-hush. Where's this hush-hush bull crap? Where did that ever come from? And if it's so hush-hush, how do we get Bible and history books and even oral history? Is it all censored? Is it much worse? Because you know they say that truth is stranger than fiction, so are we in for a rude awakening if we were to really know what has happened?
Of course, Sherry. A lot of people would be in for a rude awakening if they really knew their true history. Right? Which brings me to a point, and I don't mean to get off our subject.
Oh, you're not.
Fidel Castro has passed on. Have you looked at the assholes down in Miami that's jumping up and jumping on the man's, you know, death? Do they
look
the
same? I saw that. They're happy.
Okay, they're happy. But have you seen who's jumping up? The fucking white teeth and ass elites. Who wants to rewrite history to suit them? Why don't they speak about the regime under the Baptista? They will not. They will not. Do you see any black Cubans jumping for joy? Because no. And the media is so full of shit. And that's why I'm coming back to our subject. People write what they want us to believe. We have
right.
to read. We have to read and take it with a grain of salt, the sense from the nonsense. And chart out our lives and the lives for our kids. We believe too much in government.
Mm-hmm.
Believe in yourself.
I agree. I care
not one flying. Excuse me, I don't mean to disrespect you or your listeners, but I could not give two flying rats ass what anybody thinks about me. Because at the end of the day, the only thing we got in this life that's fair, in this world that's fair, is life and death. We got life,
mm-hmm.
and we all have to die. And like you said,
what do you think about people getting back to the young lady? Because there's more than one young lady that are speaking out. There seems to be a little movement going on in Barbados, and a lot of these women. Although men are telling them online, oh, yes, great sister and blah, 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 that's online so that people can see that it's written. But then behind the scenes, they're being shunned or they're being told to shut up. So what do you think about what do you think about young women coming out and living in that small space? Do you think that they need to continue on forever? Well, this is a stupid question because I do think, I do have the answer to what I'm asking. I think that they should never give up. They should never stop talking because if they stop talking, they lose.
No, they need to start a movement. They need to start a movement. The only way you're going to overcome and you're going to get out of that bondage is by breaking those chains. And to break those chains, they need to continue to speak out. They need to call names. Don't just say my daddy. Don't just say a family friend. call the fucker's name the same way that you, the victim, are being shunned. Make the victimizers be shunned. Every time you say, look at that big old nasty stinking child molester.
Mm-hmm.
Make their lives hell.
I agree.
Would make their lives so freaking, I would make that, listen, I would make their lives hell. If all those young ladies that are now speaking out band together, go to their job, go to their workplaces, go to where they hang out.
They should not stop.
Shame them.
I think they should, because they themselves hang out with other women who have been abused. They know the syndrome, and they know that a lot of women in Barbados have been abused. I think that they should rally and try to get people to come out and speak live and call. They cannot stop, because if they stop, it will all be in vain. What they did, what they started, will all be, you
yes.
have to continue it, and they have to get, they have to have women, strong women in government, who are going to enact laws that these men go to jail for life. Because when you do that, you're destroying a little girl's life for life. You're destroying someone's life for all their life. They have that memory. So why should you not go to jail? These men should have at least 30 years of jail
kill
time.
Kill my ass. They need
yes,
to
I
be
agree.
Killed. They need to be killed. There are a waste of freaking space and sucking up precious oxygen off the ice.
I do not think they should be killed, because I kind of understand. See, had I not gone back to Barbados for the 4 years I was there recently, I would not have understood. I would have agreed with you. But I think that there's an energy, there's something in Barbados that You have to be almost like godlike to be able to pull all of it. It is so strong. There's an energy there. And all
Sherry,
it is sex and greed and spending, consume, sex.
I'm not going to agree with you, because Barbados is an island. It's not Barbados. It's the citizens of Barbados. It's the
citizens
of
Barbados.
And the narrow-mindedness of Barbadians. All right, the narrow-mindedness of Barbadians, who will see their brothers and their sisters suffering and will refuse to help them, but let a foreigner or a white person come into Barbados and they're willing to open their doors and feed and close that person, who at the end of the day is just using them.
Right.
People
exactly.
need to learn that home drums beat first. How is it that you can have food and you know that your neighbor is hungry, but you refuse to offer your neighbor a helping hand? But every Sunday morning, you're running up in the damn church talking about you love God, heaven.
Exactly.
Because you don't want to be in hell. Well, check this. Let me tell you something. All the women will go to hell, because you all have no good minds. You cannot praise somebody that you can't see and hate or neglect someone that you can see. So, if y'all aim is to get to God, to see the promised land like you all say it is, and that paradise, one of his rules says, love your neighbor as you love yourself. So don't pick and choose, right? One way today and another tomorrow. It should be consistent.
I agree.
It should be consistent.
So any advice that you have for these young women, I mean, what advice would you give them? Because I know it's so hard when your family, when your family turns against you. I mean, she says she slept on the beach for 10 months and she's been out there, and I'm sure she has some survival skills under her belt, and all of them do. But what kind of advice can you give these young women other than continuing on? Do not give up. Do not hold off. Do not give up. Keep on speaking about your abuse until something happens, until the people in Barbados understand that it is not good to be having sex with young children. It is not good for brothers to be incesting, fathers to be incesting, uncles. It is not right for these things to happen and it be swept under the carpet. All this hush, 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 hush has got to stop.
If these young ladies are listening, which I hope they are, my advice to you would be to reach out to each other, start a group, do not shut up as they're asking you to. I don't care who it is. I don't care if it's your family members. I don't care if it's members of the public. I don't care if it's the police. I continue to speak out. The more you speak out, the more walls you will break down. You might be down today, but you will be up tomorrow. You will save other children, innocent children, and maybe some of your own children or your grandchildren to come from going through what you are going through. Do not be quiet. You get nowhere by being quiet. Continue to speak out, band together. Stand in unity with all the other abusers who are, you know, all the victims who have been abused that are coming forward. You start your little group. The same way that the gay and lesbian people stood together and break down barriers, you guys can too.
Exactly.
Do not give up. Do not fear. Fear no one. Continue to speak out. And I would like to see you start naming names. Not my daddy, not the priest. Name the priest, just like the young boys in the United States did with the Catholic priest. Name them. They need to stop standing up, acting like they're so righteous when they're unclean, when they're only there for their perverted reasons. Name the names. I can bet you if you start naming names, they're going to run. So here's the deal. The same way that people are trying to shun you, make your abusers be shunned.
Right. Imagine that.
So
imagine that they will shun someone who's... But imagine that they will shun someone who's otherwise a good person, and the guys who do these things to young children have jobs and have friends patting them on the back and bailing them out of jail, and you know they have people like surrounding them, and the ones who are abused and hurt and suffering are being shunned. Imagine that.
Yeah, but Sherry, also, this is the other part of that too. Barbadians are so damn dense in the brains that I think that they only have, most of them only have ear in between their two ear holes. I don't know if you remember earlier this year, Tino Best, that's what the crab name is.
Yeah.
Came up with some book about how he slept with over 500 or 600 women.
It was
all
a couple thousand.
Men in Barbados, and some of the same ignorant women glorifying that jackass. When you have assholes like that in the public eye, right, and you have young boys looking up to those kind of duppy crabs as blasted well idols, abuse will continue to go on. Nobody should write his blasted well book. He is a freaking asshole. And anyone who wants to challenge me on that, tell them right naked, because I will rip a new asshole up in them.
Oh, yes. Man. See, I wanted Charlie on today because I wanted to juxtapose the girls who are abused and then turn to prostitution or then turn to what his business does. I wanted him to hear from him, his reaction, because, you know, it's like, remember you were said that he's abusing women and blah, 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 but now you have a more full understanding of what he does. But yet, when you hear these girls that are raped from young and saying, well, the only thing I'm good for is to be a prostitute, and then here comes Charlie. I wanted to talk to him so badly today, but what I'm going to do is I'm going to try to get Charlie for Sunday on Monday. I'm going to try to get him tomorrow on to talk that. But I want to see his reaction to what's happening in Barbados. We have 5 seconds. Do you want to take us out?
Yes, I do. Sherry, thanks for having me today. And to you, young lady.
You're so welcome.
Unfortunately, we've come to the end of this episode of Naked Departure Talk Show. If you would like to appear as a guest on the show, simply email our producer at nakeddeparture@gmail.com or message us directly from the show page. We would love to have you as a guest on the show. You can listen to a repeat of this episode at any time in the future. Simply go to our show page at blogtalkradio.com/nakeddeparture and follow the links. I would like to thank our guests, the discussion panel, and the production team. I would also like to thank the listeners for tuning in and giving us an audience. We will now leave you with the sweet jazzy sounds of Trade Wind by Alan Trotman and Jonathan Butler.